Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real as Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Paige Yates
and Taylor Yates.
And in this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team.
How you doing, Mom?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. Up to anything lately?
So I'm kind of excited because I'm helping a local group called Tenacity, and they're doing this really fun fundraiser, small fundraiser, I would say, where they're bringing in about 50 pickleball players and like 48 paddle ball players. And we're creating teams. And for the afternoon, you're going to be playing a lot of different people that you won't know. But it's an organization that's been in Boston a long time. They've done an amazing job of, and for anybody interested, it's a tennis program. It's in Boston. It's work with kids, both on the courts and off the courts, getting them prepped and onto college. And they do an amazing job. Gotcha. So this is kind of a fun fundraiser because it's not like a formal dinner where you go and sit down. You actually participate, mm-hmm. and you meet a lot of different people from North Shore, South Shore, Boston. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Oh, sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I know you love your paddle.
Yeah. And it's a great way to support a good organization.
Yeah. That is great.
In a fun way.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you going to win?
No.
Why not?
Well, because they level it. So there's some really great
Who's
men player. Well, you have different divisions and different levels. So the, you know, number one teams play against each other, number two. So
yeah,
I'll kind of see where I end
Can
up.
Can you like stack it so that you're in a lower level? You're in a level lower than your skills so you can just smoke everybody?
No, everybody wants to play good matches.
I see. All right. Well, that's very sporting of you.
Yeah.
So this month, we're talking about the investment perspective of custom-built homes. And do custom-built homes deliver a return on investment? So yeah, I can start. Look, anytime you put a dollar into your home, right, you should generate more than $0 of value on your home. The question is, are you generating more than $1 of value in your home? Right? Are you getting more than a dollar out for every dollar you put in? And that's where custom-built homes get into this gray area because, as we talked about before, when we're talking about custom features, they're basically, by definition, things that do not appeal to the general population, right? Things that not everybody would spend their money on. So you're targeting a narrower subsegment. Now, that does not mean that that narrower subsegment won't pay for the investment that you put in, but you got to think really hard about it.
I think most people, when you're building a custom home, it tends to be a more expensive home.
Mm-hmm.
I do not believe the people that build custom homes build it to have a return on investment.
That's right.
They're doing it for, I would say, I guess, selfish reasons, but they're doing it because they want certain things.
Yeah.
And in getting those
you
certain
only
things,
live once.
The enjoyment of those items far outweigh them going into the project as a, okay, what's the return on investment?
That's right. And I think, you know, here's where I think a lot of people, I think if you talk to somebody upfront, they'll say, yes, I get it, right? Where I think, where I'm always encouraging people to just think down the line is when you go to sell, right? Because suddenly a lot of people's expectations change once they start selling their home. And they might say, yes, you know, at the time I built this custom feature, I know I'm not going to get my money back, but then we go to sell and suddenly like, I want all my money back on that custom feature.
Correct.
And that's where a good real estate agent like you or I will have like a really frank conversation. We're like, I get it. I get why, you know, your custom thing was really great for you, but keep in mind, there's only so many people in the world that want that and are willing to pay for it.
So I'll give you an example of something that I think falls into the, like, and it applies to the whole range of homes. There are people that have put in like pizza ovens.
Yeah.
Okay. And that becomes the focal point of their kitchen.
Yes.
And if someone's making pizza every Friday night or every Sunday night or, you know, kind of a big family affair. They value that.
Yeah.
And the amount of enjoyment that family will get far outweighs the investment that right. they've made.
Right.
So then I come along and yeah. I love their house and I'm not a cook or I don't have, I'm a couple, right? And I don't make pizza every week.
Right.
That does not have intrinsic value to me.
That's right.
Like it did to the person that put it in.
That's right.
So something like that, that is very specific to people's lifestyle versus someone puts in a beautiful wine cellar, probably more people will value the wine cellar because it's a little bit more.
That's right. Lots of people drink wine.
Lots of people drink wine and, you know, and whereas the pizza oven, which looks beautiful and you've got the brick and the, you know, it's yeah. a very cool feature. I don't think you're going to see a return on investment.
That's right. That's right. So, and again, it just gets back to how many people in the world value this thing that you are spending money on. If that number is a lot, your chances of getting your money back are pretty good. If that number is not that many, it goes down.
Right. right?
So, you know, I think just it's important to be mindful when you make these kinds of custom investments in your home that you're thinking about what is the sellability of this feature and how much do I care about that? Right. And if the answer is the sellability is low and I don't care, that's great. Enjoy your life. But just remember that when you go to your real estate agent and try and sell and you're like, I spent X dollars on this. And your agent says, well, you're not going to get X dollars back.
That's know? Correct. And the word custom
yeah.
or artisan should very much say to you, this is a choice you're making.
That's right.
And you're making the choice because you want it.
That's right.
You're not making that choice as an investment. Because if you were doing an investment situation, you'd build a spec house.
That's right. That's right. You know, by the way, that's just a general rule of real estate. Okay, so we often think about homes as investments because we spend so much money on them, right? We put so much of our nest eggs into our homes. But they're not investments, right? They are consumption goods. They provide us with an intrinsic need in that they provide us with shelter. They also provide us with joy, memories, right? That's what a house does for us. It's not like a stock where you just like buy it and you don't look at it.
Right.
And its only value is its ability to increase in financial value. So custom-built homes are just that concept taken to the nth degree.
Right.
Which is, again, fine as long as you know what you're getting into.
And the people that I have sold homes to that were very custom knew going in that the joy that they received from the home far outweighed the return on the investment.
That's right.
It was something that they wanted to have great memories, have great joy, utilize, have their hobbies all covered, and family memories. So that's what I would say is most important about the custom, is Agreed. Knowing that it's all about what you want.
Agreed. You only live once. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've said that a lot this month, and I'm going to keep saying it. We're going to take a quick break, then take a question from the audience. Did you know that Paige and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs, too. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today. What do you say to clients who love the idea of a custom home but are concerned about the resale value down the road? I have a simple answer.
Don't build don't custom.
Do it. If you're worried about the resale value, don't do custom, right? I think that is, if there is a point that we have gotten across this month, it's that resale value and customization go in opposite directions, right? And that doesn't mean that customization is the wrong choice for you. But if what you're trying to do is maximize the resale value of your home, you know, the way you do that is make pretty much the most generic home you can, the one that's going to appeal to the widest swath of people as possible.
Correct. Return on investment and custom aren't used in the same sentence.
That's right. That's right.
It's so, better off.
That's right. And that, again, doesn't mean it's the wrong choice. You only live once. And if you want to live in like your perfect home, go for it, right? And you got the money, go for it. Just know what you're getting yourself into, right? It's like when you go on, it's like going on a vacation, right? There is no vacation that is a good financial investment, right? It's just money out the door. But you do it anyways because you enjoy it. And I think, you know, customizing your home is the same concept of, it's like being on vacation at home. I'm living the exact life I want in the exact space that I want.
And people want to go through life creating memories. And there are certain spots you do that, whether it's holidays in a home, whether it's, you know, you're teaching your child to play golf in your basement, whether or not you love wine, so you have fundraisers galore at your house because you have a beautiful wine room.
Oh, yeah.
So I think customization is totally a choice. Anybody who can afford to do it and chooses to do it, go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for that awesome question. If you would like to get your question answered, you can just slide into our DMs or email us at contact@yatesboston.com.
That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you like this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yates Team Boston or on the web at yatesboston.com.